How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. Hello.
You're wearing your Christmas jumper.
I am wearing a Christmas jumper that's got Patsy from AbFab on it saying, deck the halls with boughs of Stolly.
Very nice.
I feel very festive, actually. Very festive.
Very festive. This is our final thing of the year for both of us.
It is, Suze. This is our last bit of work. I won't do any work after this. Not that this is work, really.
No, it's a pleasure for you.
It's
for
a pleasure
for me.
Sometimes
it feels like a bit of an uphill struggle.
Well, of course, you've got to talk to me, so that would be a bit like that.
Tom, I feel like, and this is mainly from Alfie's Instagram, but
yes.
For the last week you've been living in the movie The Holiday. Is this correct?
Alf wants to live in that movie, so that's what he's kind of created.
So you made his dream come true?
So I tried to make dreams come true, you know me.
Of course.
And we had a lovely time. We stayed in Somerset. And it was nice because even though it's snowing in London, we actually just had frost, which was nicer because it was, you know, just crisp underfoot, but it's not, you know.
It didn't bugger everything up.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't turn to sludge and ice. But the place we stayed in did have an outdoor, had one of those like outdoor plunge pools that we went in. Oh, we did think of you, Suze, when you do your lesbian aquatics in the sea.
Did you pop in?
Yeah, jumped in.
Did you have a plunge? Was it fucking freezing?
Yes, ma'am. It was so cold, but you do feel good afterwards, I will say.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
It was a bit, but it was nice because we went from the sauna. There was a sauna, so you get really hot and then you jump in it. But you have to get on with, you know, you have to just sort of get on with it. But actually, once you're in the water, it's okay. That's what I always
think. You're
very
brave. That's what people don't realise, Tom.
That's what people don't know. I'm so hard.
You're such a toughie.
I'm such a brute, yeah.
Brutus.
Brutus. So we had a lovely time, and one of the highlights was just staying in the room and watching The First Wives Club.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
It's a wonderful film.
Your friend of mine, Amy Annette's favourite film.
Is that right?
It is correct, yes.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that. Oh, I love
it's a great movie. Bette Midler, yes please. Goldie Hawn, yes please. Diane Keaton, I'd love to.
Really?
I don't mean it like that.
Oh,
I just mean I'd love to be friends with them. I think at one point, Diane Keaton, she is beautiful. And
yeah,
she was very hot,
very attractive.
Was
yeah, absolutely.
Love her.
Yeah,
I was saying
glamorous.
That then like, oh God, what about if Diane heard me say that? I don't think she's listening to our podcast. Are you?
Well, you just don't know, Suze. You don't know. I imagine she probably does quite like us, but I don't.
Do you think she probably dips in and out rather than listens to every episode?
But, you know, a friend will probably tell her now. So that's the problem.
Probably. I don't know, someone like Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, Barbara.
Just drop her a WhatsApp.
Have you heard? Have you heard what they talked about this week?
Have you heard?
What was it? Big white eyes, floppy hat, popping on a dinner jacket.
Did you watch White Lotus?
No, I watched the first bit on a plane and I haven't watched the second one.
Oh, God, it's so good. But
everybody's raving, aren't they?
All I want to do at the moment is Jennifer Coolidge's voice.
She's so funny, isn't she?
She's so funny. So I just keep walking into our kitchen and being like, do we have the pans? What are we going to do? Do you want eggs? And Alex is like, your impression's actually not that good, Sue. It's like, what are you talking about? I'm Jennifer Coolidge.
I can imagine it's
a lot of fun. So maybe Jennifer Coolidge will be listening and would like to hear my impression.
I'm sure she would. That's been very successful, hasn't it, White Lotus?
It really has, yeah. Mm. It's very good.
Is it a murder mystery again?
A bit, yeah. It's
but
very
the same
gay.
People, oh, no shit, Sherlock. That's what
we're very
about
on Vogue.
It.
We're very on trend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So did you have a lovely break?
Yes, I feel a lot more rested. Good. Haven't had a chance to really unwind like that for a few months. So it was since the spring, really. So so it was very nice to have a few days off, and it was lovely to not have the stress of going to an airport, actually. And so we just really drove.
Nice. Did you have any nice dinners, Tom? Did you go out at all, or did you cook in the place?
We ate in it was in the place we were staying a couple of times, and that was really nice. What Alf and I have mainly realised is the main thing we love is bread.
Yeah,
and,
bread is great.
Bread is really nice.
Yeah, and especially if you just pop it in the oven for a mo, and then get some butter and just the butter is salted, but why not pop?
Why
some
not
more
pop a bit more on that? They can't get you for it. Well,
they can.
Your arteries can get you.
Yeah, your arteries can get you for it. But
apart from that, and do you know what? There was we could visit a Roman villa, which we did.
Very nice. And they were very gay, weren't they?
Oh, they loved it.
They're the Romans. They were bumming left, right and centre, weren't they?
Well, I don't know about left and right, but yeah.
Well, I don't really understand how it works, Tom.
I don't know how it works, really.
I couldn't possibly.
They were... they loved it. Well, you know, and in fact, you know, all those orgies and stuff they were always having near the end with, I think it was Nero, wasn't it, who was into it? I mean,
well,
how
many
times
to
set up
now?
A coffee shop? I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, these people, that's the thing. Yeah. Was Costa there?
Costa was there, and Starbucks, of course.
Very good.
Yeah, they're great orgies. But we had a lovely time. But what was really a highlight, and Alf really enjoyed this, was an audiovisual tour.
He
loves an audiovisual. Not an audio tour, rather.
The visual he's doing himself with his eyes.
But you've got the headphones on. Now, have you been... Because I always like it because you've got an actor in your ear going...
Yes.
Oh, if the mistress comes back, oh, it will all be such... There'll be all hell to pay. Don't let her catch you snooping around her bedroom. Oh, the daughter loves... She was the housekeeper.
The accent there really went... It was really sort of transatlantic.
Well, the actor playing the Roman housekeeper was a bit like that. She had a slight sort of European sort of sound. I just made her sound like Donald Trump.
Or Jennifer Coolidge.
But it was lovely, really nice.
Don't let the housekeeper catch you.
Don't let the lady of the house catch you.
Yes, I love all that.
It was really...
And then would there be a gear shift where there'd be like, the lamp in the far corner is the kind of lamp they might have had.
Exactly.
Is there a bit of that?
Exactly,
yeah.
Like that. Exactly. And
love
the
that.
Romans were
love
famous for knowing... Well, these earphones were clever because they knew which direction you were facing. So as you went to one exhibit...
Oh, see, Tom, this is the thing. You know, now you're off the telly. The things you do.
The experiences I've had, Susie, I've been really loving it.
Really blessed, hashtag.
I've been really blessed and hashtagged.
And so go on, tell me about it.
It would be like... In the day, the Romans may have used berries and pomegranates to paint their walls, giving rich red hues and bright green, all like that.
Nice.
For Romans, it was very important to bathe. The baths were the centre of the house. All of that bullshit. It was great.
It sounds really nice. I love an audio. Alice and I have done that a few times where you wander around and remember nothing.
Yeah, it's great.
I like how you tried to improvise it then. It doesn't feel like it's really set in.
No, it didn't really stay with me. And then thing was, I had to run off and have a meeting. So I left Alf there and he did the virtual reality stuff.
There was virtual reality at Roman Baths?
At Roman Villa, yeah.
Oh my God, they don't have that at Fishbourne Roman Palace. They actually might by now.
Lullingstone Roman Villa didn't have it, but you could buy some replica Roman coins.
That's useless. Sharpener.
Yeah, really useless. I think I've got them in a tin somewhere.
Yeah. How nice.
So it was lovely. Yeah, really nice.
Look at you doing a city break.
And then we went
with
to stay...
With your boyfriend. Who are you?
Oh, I know. What have I become? And then we went to stay with my friend Sharon in Dorset, and that was lovely. And we had lots of cheese and played board games around the fire.
Oh, yes, please. Cheese and a board game. We've just been to the cheesery. What's it called? The fromagerie?
Where did you go? In Brighton?
Oh, there's one in the lanes. A plethora, where else would you go for it?
What is your festive cheese board? Now, we've talked a lot about my holiday. I want to know about your cheese board, if that's not too personal.
Well, I think... No, I don't mind sharing. Only with my love and friends, of course.
Of course.
I think we've got a Stilton.
Oh, yes.
I think we've got a local cheese.
Oh, you must.
You simply must.
Have a local.
I think we've got a smoked cheddar.
Oh, always popular.
always popular.
Always popular.
With my mum, who's like, oh, I don't like anything too strong. Oh, no, I can't bear it.
I'm with Anne on that. I'm with your mum on that.
I can't bear it if it's got them veins going through it. No, thank you.
I'm the same, yeah.
Then we've got something soft.
What sort of soft did you go for? A brie or something?
No, I don't think it is a brie, you know.
Mm, well done.
Is it something with a C?
Camembert?
Not a camembert. I don't know, Tom.
Oh, it'll be
and
nice.
And we've got quince.
Oh, Peter Quince, how nice. A lovely quince jelly, is it? Or a quince
Yes, yes.
Jam.
So that'll be the scenario for when everyone's too full to eat after dinner.
I love that. I really like love that. Absolutely. I love cheese at the moment, actually, after last week. Cheese, and I like a dessert wine.
Oh, Tom, like, I love a dessert wine.
Oh, of course, you know all about wines.
Oh, Tom, you simply must drink dessert wine. They're obviously so bad for you. They're like just a million calories, but they are. But don't think about that now.
The week before, I was trying to do calorie deficit, and then last week I did calorie overdraft.
That's fine. Yeah, it's all about... And my mum would always say a little bit of what you like does you good.
Yep. Well, I must be doing myself a lot of good.
But a dessert wine is lovely. Have you ever had an ice wine?
We had it. An ice wine made
so
with...
Because
they make a lot of cider down there. Mm-hmm. It was a cider ice wine.
Was it local?
Local.
Mm. So, you know, what you have to do then is the grapes have to have frozen for it to be ice wine.
Oh, is that
so? They shrivel up and they freeze.
Ooh, I bet they make a lot of it this year.
And that's how they make the ice wine. Indeed.
Oh, we had a sparkling, a lovely cider that was like a champagne. We did a cider tasting.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Susie would have
did
liked
it. Did you go to a tasting or did you just get shit faced?
We sort of had a bit of a tour and got a bit pissed.
Oh, so it was at a place?
Yeah, it was at a place.
I missed that bit. Sorry. I thought you were just saying you were doing it indoors.
No, but I'd like to do it indoors, actually.
Yeah, I'll bring it around. Don't worry, I've got so much wine at home.
Well, we'll come to you, don't worry.
Come to us.
What are you doing on Christmas itself? Are you going to your mum's?
No, everyone's coming here, Thomas.
I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Did I not told you that?
No, that's great. What are you going to cook?
Everyone's coming here, I'm doing a ham and a chicken.
A ham and a chicken's better, isn't it, than a turkey?
Oh, fuck a turkey, yeah.
Well, don't do that. But a capon, will you get a capon, dear?
I'm going to wear a pinny, yes.
Isn't a capon a big chicken?
I don't know. We've ordered it all from the local butcher. Of course, we're local girls, aren't we?
Oh, so local. How lovely.
We must be local.
Have you ever had
a massive ham?
Oh, that's nice.
That I'm going to boil in Coca-Cola.
Oh, you're going to do it yourself. Great.
Yeah. Boil in Coca-Cola. Then we're going to make our own miso and maple syrup glaze.
Oh, my God.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
And I'm going to cook it Christmas Eve.
Oh, that house is going to smell gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's going to smell like a nice, like a massive bacon sammy.
That is going to be good, Suze. And my next question to you, have you ever had a goose? Because, of course, you are from the countryside originally.
No, because, of course, Anne Ruffell wouldn't have that sort of gamey meat in the house.
Right. Yeah, because we've never had it sort of similar. We did toy with the idea once, but the butcher said you don't get a lot of meat on it. It's very fatty. And it's quite gamey.
Yeah, see, I'm not into gamey meat. What? No, you're going to your Mars.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to stay here Christmas Eve because we're going to... Well, I'm insisting that we go to the Christmas tableau at the gate of the church.
Well, Christmas tableau, is that people doing positions and pretending to be...
Well, that's what I don't know. I don't know if it's a full-on nativity with
narration.
Have you
misread it and it's Christmas table?
Oh, shit. I'm going to be so embarrassed if it's a napkin folder.
It's going to be like the Harvest Festival.
All over again. As far as I know, it's a tableau at 6 or 6.30. We're going to go up there, we're going to walk back, we're going to have a drink and a mince pie, and then I'm going to go to bed. I think I'll stay here because I think I'll change the sheets.
For Father Christmas?
Yes, don't you have clean sheets for Christmas Eve?
No, I don't think we do. New jammers, sure. We've all got matching ones because we're that family now.
Oh, that's nice.
They're tigers with hats on.
The tigers who came to tea.
Indeed. The very same.
Oh, that's gorgeous. But yeah, a fresh linen is a nice thing to wake up on Christmas morning.
Do you know, Tom, I think you're right. Do you know, Tom, I'm a little hungover today.
Oh, Suze, that's not like you. It's normally me. Where did you go? What happened?
Well, I did a charity show last night.
Oh,
brilliant.
Clang.
Charity, spread a smile. I know, I'm their ambassador. Mm. Please, ambassador, you're spoiling us. But it was very good.
Very good,
and they
Suze.
Do amazing work. We actually, there were some like-minded friends in. You donated a couple of tickets to your tour. I did ask you.
How nice of me.
I did ask you when you were pissed around my house. Like, you won't mind. Flo, could you print me off a couple of them?
No, that's fine. Good, I'm glad you
didn't
did.
Mind when I said a couple of tickets to Tom Allen's tour.
I didn't
It got
mind.
A big cheer.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, but did it all go well?
It all went really well. Do you know, Tom, we raised nearly £19,000.
Jesus, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and they're a really small charity. They only have 5 people that work for them full time.
More than we did on Celeb Lingo. What did we... We got raised about £9 and a bus ticket.
But that bus ticket, it is getting more and more expensive to travel, so in many ways.
That's
fantastic. We had a lovely time. We raised some great money. Dear friends on the bill. Rosie Jones, Dinesh, Sean Walsh, Alan Carr, your friend of mine, and Jen Brister.
Oh, fabulous.
So then, of course, we're backstage at the store. We're all having a couple of drinks, having a laugh. Alan has us all in stitches, as you can quite imagine. Then I check the trains, of course. I live in fucking Brighton now.
Oh, no. You could have stayed here.
I know. But me and Jen Brister realised we had half an hour to get from the Comedy Store to London Bridge, which is possible, but we really had to chivvy it along.
Oh, my God. What did you do? Piccadilly line and change?
We went to Piccadilly to... No, we went to Piccadilly Circus, Bakerloo line to Waterloo, Waterloo to London Bridge.
Oh, jeez.
Very doable.
That's very me, actually.
We had a bottle of wine to have for the train. Great. Good the charity idea. Had given to us. Jen had even remembered to pick up a couple of cups from the dressing room. I was like, you legend. Anyway, we got on the train. Tom, it was a fucking corkscrew.
Oh, no.
What are we to do?
Oh, no.
Well, we're both 2 beers in. So we made it work. We were
you can
pushing,
do it, yeah.
We were pushing the cork down with a key. Well, everyone then got involved. People were interested. People were chatting. People were saying, you'll get
why
there.
Did,
you know,
why did you text
him? Not like the Bliss Spirit.
Oh, I bet. Why didn't you text lovely Will?
Will Lyons, who do the podcast with. Because I was quite pissed and I was like, I didn't know whether I wanted to message being like, I'm absolutely desperate for a slug of this red. I couldn't possibly sit on this train for 50 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure he's done
without
similar.
Without having a drink.
He must have done similar.
So we pushed a key in, that wouldn't go, kept going down and down and down, down. In the end, I got a mascara pen, just the right
well
size
done.
Really. Pushed it all the way down.
Yeah.
But as, it was actually Brister, Jen, who pushed it down, but it splurted out. Well, it looked like Jen and I had done a murder. It's all over my face, it's all down my shirt.
Oh no. By this point, you're at Hassocks.
The train had turned round. We were back at East Croydon. Anyway,
oh,
we then
I
had
bet that
some.
Was fun.
We of course offered it to the people that had been very helpful before, or if not helpful, just very interested in how we were getting on.
Oh, that's so fun!
They had to neck their water bottles. They were like, "Yeah, all right, I'll have some." Like necking
great.
Water to fill up their bottles with it. It was a very jolly time.
Those moments, isn't that lovely? That's really Christmassy as well.
Yeah, it was very sweet, and. Yeah, almost missed the train, but we didn't. It felt great. I really felt alive.
Oh, that's like a brilliant night. Had a lovely gig.
It was great. And then got in and realised I was quite drunk, so I immediately ate some toast, because then I realised that I hadn't eaten, which is a very silly thing to do.
Oh, well, I did. Got in and sat on the sofa, woke up at 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, Tom.
Tree light still on. Luckily, I hadn't lit any candles, because that's a real hazard.
Well, of course. And you know, your mum would have been very...
Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine? But... Yeah, and then finally got myself up to bed at sort of 3.
I think that's fine.
Woke up at about 8.
Well, there you go. That's fine. Tom, I was wondering, should we have some audience correspondence? People have been in touch.
Oh, have they? I'd love to hear what they've got to say.
Okay. My dear like-minded friends, Susie and Tom. Hello from Australia. Should I use an accent? No, I better not. Yeah. Oh, how I adore you both so much. The knit and natter chat that you have. I have to say that when I listen to the podcast, I indulge myself in the chat in the car as I commute. And I talk back to both of you, often in agreement and often with a Kenneth Williams, Ooh, sigh of camp agreement.
Oh, how kind.
Now, listen, I've been meaning to write for some time, but often felt, why would they want to hear from me? Of course we do.
We always want to hear from our listeners. I love how this person is talking back to us. A bit like Michelle, I can't remember the surname. I want to say Michelle Williams, but it's not Michelle Williams.
Michelle from Hello, Hello.
No, not Vicky. No. Michelle. But that would be great as well. The language tapes where you have to, he like tells you how to say a certain sort of grammar and then you have to repeat it back in the gap.
Oh, but maybe that might, it might just be my style of reading.
Michelle Thomas. That's
whatever you say.
And so that, I'm glad they're treating us like a gay linguaphone.
I always call you my linguaphone. until I heard your call out for Christmas traditions.
Oh.
In our family, we have a long held tradition of buying disgusting lollies at Christmas. See picture attached.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother, when she was alive, used to buy these and have them on her hall table at Christmas for people to nibble on. My dad occasionally took one, but they stayed there for what seemed like months. After her death, I saw the lollies in the shops and in a moment of tearful grief and joy, purchased them for my own home. My father was so moved that I was using his mother's silver bowl for lollies, but disclosed after her death that he hated them and only ate them because Gran thought that he liked them. So in homage to my grandmother, I now buy an overpriced packet of lollies in the misshaped form of Santas and trees and leave them out like my grandmother did. I don't care if they don't get eaten, and I often throw them away, but it's my way of remembering her traditions and her quirks. Now, Susie and Tom, you must come to Australia on tour in the near future.
Oh, okay.
Tom, I'm making my way through your second book after devouring the first one. My boyfriend Duncan is currently on your first book, and we both love this passage, which perhaps spoke to our childhood growing up in regional Australia. I'm about to do a bit of your text, Tom. I hope that's okay.
It's another accent.
Pride is perhaps best seen as a goal or even a verb, as something that we are striving for on our personal journeys, to learn that we are valid, important, and ultimately enough. So often we feel we're not enough, that we should remember that we should... Oh, sorry, now I'm fucking up your own writing as I'm reading
Susie,
it.
Susie, I prefer
that,
it.
that we should be somehow different, or that we should offer more. The truth is, everyone is an outsider somehow, and that's okay. This queer autobiography reminded me of navigating my youth and adult creative self. Honest, funny, heartbreaking, but always affirming. Until we meet in person, I will continue to chat to you both in our three-way podcast.
Oh, how lovely. What a
bye,
nice
bye, 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 bye. And that's from Andrew Benson. And he's Benson Andrew on Instagram.
Andrew Benson. How lovely to hear from Andrew.
How nice to hear from Andrew and his nanny's lollies.
Oh, yeah. What a lovely tradition as well. I like that because it's like so personal. But and as well, those sort of things where, like, maybe, like, his grandmother bought them for his dad and he didn't like them, but he didn't
like
tell her. It's lovely, yeah.
It's, yeah, nice. Just keep carrying it on. Let's have another, seasonal.
Oh, that was lovely, Amy. Warmed my cockles, actually.
Your cold cockles.
You know
how
what, they're
cold
like?
Cold cockles.
My cockles have been freezing.
I bet your cockles have been fucking cold since you got in that plunge pool.
Oh, I tell you, my cockles, I couldn't find them. Too much.
They're in your throat. Right. I'm a first-time emailer, so please be gentle. I found
what, or forever?
Oh, sorry?
First email ever?
First email ever. Huge.
Huge day for this person.
During lockdown. And I've recently completed it. Going back to the beginning and treating myself to a couple of episodes every afternoon as I work from home. Just me and Betsy. Brackets. The dog. It's lovely to listen to your chats and pretend I have colleagues. Maybe I should make myself some balloon-headed pals.
Feel
free. That's in reference to your dear Linda from lockdown.
Gosh, good memory.
There have been many things you discussed that made me nearly put pen to paper or finger to keyboard. I will do one of these days, dig out my mum's fine collection of 80s Buffy's accoutrements to share with you on Instagram.
Oh, I'd love that.
They're a level up from the plastic egg and cress sandwich flags. Hashtag just saying. Anyway, I digress. The chatty straw that broke the camel's back was Susie saying how nice a sherry and lemonade is. And I couldn't agree more. In our family, they're called a sherry shandy. A lovely tipple that I got the taste for as a young child. Going to my grand's at Christmas was like an all-dayer. She would get various bottles with their crusty lids out from the back of the cupboard and whip up a boozy welcome. My sister was more of a snowball fan.
Oh, I like that.
We both
too.
Enjoyed a magic coffee. Coffee
What's
with
a magic
tea and
coffee
in it. Coffee and Tia Maria.
Oh, I like that.
We must have been about 10-ish, maybe. Honestly, no baby chinos for us Hayward girls, just Nescafe and hard liquor. I wonder why we've turned out the way we have. Hiccup. Tom, I'll be seeing you in Chelmsford in the new year with my lovely friend Rachel.
God bless
and Suze, me and hubby saw you in Birmingham a couple of months back and you were hilarious. Oh, thanks for saying that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for letting us share in the lovely glow of your friendship and laughter. Your podcast is like a cheeky sherry that warms the cockles.
What are the, we didn't even plan that.
We well, didn't even good, plan that. Lots of love, Emma. Bye, 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 bye. Oh, or Emma, as we bye, say bye, in the Midlands, tra, 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 tra.
Oh, tra, tra, tra. Oh, tra to you too. Oh, what a nice message to receive, Suze.
So and lovely.
So lovely. And also, what sprung to my mind.
Please.
Maybe we'll talk about this next week.
Go on.
One of the things I did on the week away was my friend Sharon introduced me to the delights of going to a charity shop.
Oh my God, Tom, it's wonderful.
And I feel an Instagram theme coming on. So, so you know, maybe we'll talk about that next week and some of my charity shop purchases because it's a lovely.
Oh, I'd love to actually, Tom, shall we?
I'd like that. I'd like that very much.
I think we ought to. Right. Shall we have just the one more? Here we go. This one's lovely, I thought. Hi, Tom and Susie. I wanted to say thank you for being my first podcast. As a seasoned radio listener, it's fair to say I'm behind the curve in the podcast way of life, which all my pals and husbands have been obsessed with for years. I'm an old
All their pals and husbands?
Oh, no, sorry, singular husband.
Oh, I was going to say.
My mistake.
Well,
that would be
like
the dyslexia.
Sounds like an interesting story.
Well, yes.
How many husbands have they had?
Several. I'm an old before her time 32-year-old and became a mum in October 2021.
Oh, congrats.
You have both accompanied me on hours of walks with my baby boy Harry and kept me sane when life could feel a little lonely. When you're spending all day every day in the company of gorgeous bundle who doesn't have much chat. I'm a long-time fan of yours, Tom, and read your book at the beginning of the year. Your new book is on the top of my Christmas list, so let's hope that someone comes good. Susie, I loved hearing all about your house and your moving adventure. Sorry it's taken so long, but I hope you, Alice, and the baby are super happy there. I now live in York. Is that a clang?
Oh, yes, I'll say it is. That's a lovely place to live.
And have done so for a decade, but I'm from the glorious sunny coast near Brighton, born in Shoreham, grew up in Worthing, Littlehampton, Arundel and Chichester.
Moved around a bit, didn't you?
Didn't she? So it's been a lovely connection hearing you talk about the places nearby, Susie. My maternity leave finished 2 weeks ago, boo, and now I'm confronting having to work for the man again. But like-minded friends is something I'll be taking with me, and you always give me a great reminder to just be kind, which I think we can all agree is very important these days. My final point, which I'm sorry to say, is the first time I've ever agreed with you, Tom, but Taylor is a queen. Fact. My parents, both mid-late 60s, and my brother and his partner were recently at a gig to see Bonnie... Is it Bon Iver? Is that how you say it?
I think you say Bonnie Tyler.
No, not Bonnie Tyler. Bon Iver. And she came out to perform their song together at the end. It's fair to say I've never been more heartbroken to have missed something and was jealous beyond belief. But proof that Taylor really does span the ages. The Taylor appeal really does span the ages. Also, Kanye West was nasty to her, so double boo. Okay, better go and get the baby up. Love you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Ellie.
Well, I'm surprised there wasn't more of a backlash to my Taylor Swift, let's say, ignorance.
Maybe there is more. I couldn't read those emails.
Some of those emails.
they were absolutely terrible.
But, well, you do what you can.
Someone was talking about taking away your gay card.
Oh, my God.
She can have it. Well, listen, Tom, we ought to go. You know, we've both got so much to do. The listeners probably have things to do. It's only a few days before Crimbo.
There's so much to do and I still feel behind. Is it madness to go out on this Friday?
No, I think it's fine. Have you bought presents? Have you got Alfie's present?
It's arriving tomorrow.
Marvellous.
I won't say what it is. But
no,
it's not over the top. I hope he likes it.
I'm sure he will. Have you done your other presents? Have you done your mum and James?
Done mum. Haven't got anything for James. Have you done all yours?
Yeah, it's all done now, Tom.
Oh, shit.
Went out this morning, had a real, stress about whether I'd got enough for Alice, but I think it'll be fine.
Oh, that's nice. Well.
It'll be fine. Anyway, listen, Tom. I simply must.
You must.
And simply must you. Well, this is our last episode before Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas, everyone. I hope you have some nice restful times and some time for yourself, little treats.
Watch some nice films and eat some nice food and maybe have some chocolates, maybe have some horrible lollies from Australia, that sort of thing.
Maybe if you're feeling stressed at any point, you know, acknowledge that and then just do something nice for yourself, something that your favourite thing is to
do.
Maybe a walk, watch a nice film.
Maybe by yourself, maybe leave the family somewhere else.
Maybe have a nice bath.
Maybe go in a plunge pool, lose your cockles.
If you've got one. Oh, that's frightened me. I put the timer on that lamp in the other room. It just came on.
It's probably a ghost.
I thought it was the ghost of Christmas present. Anyway, it won't be. But there's no presents in this house. Anyway, all right.
All right. Well, listen, Merry Christmas. And we'll see you next week, everybody.
We'll see you next week, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.